Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Evening, Tuesday, April 23rd, will bring the full moon in Scorpio. This is a full moon of mystery, of desire, of passion and longing, and also a need to figure out how to get what we want. And what we're willing to do, what we're willing to risk, what we're willing to give in order to get it. The chart for this full moon is intense, as of course it would be with the Scorpio full moon, but full of contradictions that point us to a situation in which we need to face into some things, figure out how to get unstuck, step into an unfolding but still uncertain future, and get creative and wild. So there's a lot going on, and the not quite yet full moon rising in my sky tonight is bright and golden, and casting shadows. So we're already in a place of becoming, of longing, and of looking for answers. Let's dive into the details. This full Scorpio moon is intense and fascinating. Its patterns may lead to a confrontation with what we're most hungry for. Whether that's an experience, a place, a person, an achievement, or some specific stuff. Whatever it is we desire, we may feel it's out of reach. Perhaps we're stuck, unable to move toward what we want. Or the way to get there is unclear. The path shifts and shimmers, fades away, only to reappear somewhere else. Yet this full moon is not without hope. We feel the winds of change on our faces. We know the time ahead will be different from anything we've seen. Even if it feels impossible to reach right now, we have the sense that if things unfold just right, what happens could be amazing. Let's unpack some details. Hunger. This is a full moon in Scorpio, squaring Pluto. All three bodies in the first decans of their signs. The sun and moon sit at 4:17 Taurus and Scorpio. Pluto rests at 2:05 Aquarius. That first decan of Scorpio is a place of coming to grips with our hungers. To be in a body means we need to eat. We must consume to survive. Yet the hungers of this decan go beyond survival to include what we long for, what we're passionate about, what we believe we must have. The full moon squares Pluto, who rules the shadow. Here we confront desire in its most complicated forms. What do we want that we're afraid to name? What do we hunger for we feel we don't deserve? Mercury retrograde is conjunct the North Node in Aries. Here we confront greed. What desires can we not let go of? How far would we go to satisfy them? I'm listening to Leonard Cohen's song, "You Want It Darker," as I write this. Feeling stuck. The Sun, Moon, and Pluto are all in fixed signs. These signs are not flexible. They are as they are, and that's it. Pluto is standing still. This very, very slow planet will turn retrograde on May 2nd, and right now is basically stationary. No movement is happening with the modern ruler of the full moon. Mercury is also not moving. This quick planet will turn direct on April 25th and will move only 6 minutes between the full moon and the direct station. We're held in place, gazing at what we long for. A lack of clarity. Mars is the ancient ruler of Scorpio and therefore the full moon. This Mars is currently moving to conjunct Neptune, both at the end of Pisces. Neptune is notorious for fogging things up. Mars is never at his best in diffuse and cosmic Pisces. The way forward seems to be heading straight into a swamp. Hope. The path may not be clear, but we are moving. Pluto, in the first decan of Aquarius, has left the familiar behind to become an exile. Yet this leaving is also, and importantly, a going toward. When we choose exile, it becomes an adventure and a search for what we want and need in new places. The third decan of Pisces, where we find Mars and Neptune, is a place where we seek union with all that is. Here at the end of the zodiac, we want the bliss of cosmic union. Jupiter and Uranus are still conjunct. While the exact conjunction is past, these two are still less than a degree apart. This conjunction bears the signature of great change. With Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions, we expect surprising innovations with a large impact. Technological innovations are especially likely, but other great changes may also unfold under this conjunction. Jupiter-Uranus can also signal disruptions. But these unsettling changes often clear the way for innovations to come. This signification is especially associated with the third decan of Taurus, where we find the conjunction taking place. The Sun in the first decan of Taurus is ready to get to work. At the beginning of Taurus, we explore what skills and knowledge we need to fulfill our needs. The anxiety of not having what we want becomes a push to sort it out. We're ready to do the work to get somewhere. Venus, at the end of Aries, wants to shower all of this with creative fire. Venus rules the Sun and the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. She also rules the final decan of Aries, where she currently sits. This is an intense and generative space where passion rules. Venus is separating from a conjunction with Chiron. We've just confronted some personal wounds. She moves to conjunct Eris, the asteroid who carries the pressing needs of the world. So it's good that this is a passionately creative Venus. Full moons illuminate. In the presence of Pluto and of a stationary Mercury conjunct the North Node, we're invited to look into the face of our own desires. This is not a time to look away. The clarity the Scorpio Moon, Pluto, and Mercury offer is a gift, even when it feels challenging. We cannot move toward what we long for until we get clear on what that is. Once we face the illumination, we have choices. Are we willing to embrace the new, no matter how shocking it is? Are we willing to go into exile to find what we need, if that's what it takes? As we come to grips with what we most long for and what is needed to get it, the creative fire of Venus points the way. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you the courage it takes to gaze into the depths of our own passions. May you find the way forward to grasp what you long for most and embrace it as we all move together into a world that is changing. As always, thank you for listening.